This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. On a trip back home to see my parents last year, my mom asked me to go through a bunch of stuff in their catch-all room. She had my prom dresses, piano recital programs from when I was like six, photos, ribbons, no Olympic medals, unfortunately, but all the other detritus of childhood. Of course, they've also got my brother's stuff, and they've got their stuff. Now, if and when they ever move, they'll probably downsize, as many people do, even after 20-plus years in the same place. That is often a tough, time-consuming, and expensive business. But as Lori Stern reports, help is available.
I'm just trying to clean off enough space for us to be able to eat some takeout.
The table where Bruce Johnson and his wife hosted birthday parties and Passover seders is overflowing with books and knickknacks destined for the garage sale this weekend.
My name is Luann, and my husband Bruce Johnson and I are moving from our house in Minneapolis, where we have lived for 25 years.
Bruce was laid off a few years ago.
Nobody hires you when you're 64. So what do we do to start over?
Last summer, the Johnsons bought a bigger, cheaper house in the country that needs fixing up. A perfect project for Bruce. They knew they'd have to sell the Minneapolis house eventually. But early on, they got a great offer from a developer. They had 7 weeks to get out, and they were overwhelmed.
It's like with the stuff, you know? Oh, I remember when we used to keep brown sugar in this jar. I feel nostalgic about that. I mean, you know, what the hell? Where do you draw the line with physical objects and memories?
Unloading 25 years of stuff, deciding what to keep and what to toss, can be emotionally excruciating and incredibly time-consuming. It can be financially draining, too. Lucky for the Johnsons, they live in Minneapolis, where they learned about a new company called Empty the Nest.
I'm Sharon Fishman. I am here today looking through this house to figure out how we're going to empty it.
And I am Chris Yan. I am Sharon's partner. And we've got to go through with the family to decide what we will be taking and what the family will be taking. What is trash and what can be recycled back into the community or repurposed.
Empty the Nest will dispose of a house full of junk for next to nothing. Clients pay only for the cost of hazardous waste disposal and a dumpster for trash. Empty the Nest recycles everything it can.
Metal, we work with metal scrappers. The clothing goes to Goodwill. Unopened food goes to the food shelf. Mm-hmm. As little into the landfill as possible. The client gets all donation receipts forwarded on to them.
Once Lou and Bruce found Empty the Nest, they felt better about parting with their things. Until the closing date got closer.
Oh my God, here's a whole dresser.
Luann had asked her two grown daughters to take what they wanted, but they'd left some valuables?
What is this? Beanie Babies! Yay! Those are going to be worth so much, remember? Beanie Babies were an investment.
What stuff in the basement? Okay, here's the scary stuff. This isn't scary.
No, we love this.
Scared of it.
We love this.
A week and a half before closing, Luann has a basement top to bottom full of furniture and rows of dusty bookshelves crammed with boxes.
It was my ventriloquist doll.
Oh, yeah.
And my kids always thought it was scary, so nobody ever played with it.
Oh, that's too bad.
You may be wondering how a company can make money from other people's cast-offs. Well, not all of the client's stuff goes to charity or the scrapyard. Fishman and Yan cherry-pick the good stuff and sell it.
We have a once-a-month sale, and we try and have a theme each time we do it. Our themes in the past have been things like tools, vintage clothing, mm-hmm. jewelry.
People do actually line up to get in for our monthly sales. Mm-hmm. We have to hand out numbers. It's fun.
The Johnson's Ethan Allen desk will sell, and the ventriloquist doll, and Lou's pink frilly dress from the 80s.
Look at this. We love that.
I know.
Okay. We're crazy. We've actually had clients in tears joy when we're done. A lot of thank yous.
And we've had families come in who buy these, you know, beautiful couches for really inexpensive, and they have like six children, and they would never have what they have if it weren't for the pricing that we afforded at.
For now, Fishman and Yan have one employee and Yan's husband to help with the hauling. They have not had a day off since they started their company about a year ago. They do most of the work themselves.
That is why we are in shape.
Yes, yes, we do get dirty.
Oh, yes.
When they started, Fishman and Jan served 2 families a month. Now they're up to 3 or 4 a week. Empty the Nest has been so profitable that now the women want to replicate it in other cities.
We have trademarked our name nationwide, mm-hmm. And our goal is to franchise.
The company's promise to empty a house of years of junk for free seems like it would be a winner. The trick will be getting clients like Luann Johnson and her family to part with their treasures.
This says keep, Ellie, keep. Keep. Keep!
In Minneapolis, I'm Lori Stern for Marketplace.